Here's a geo quiz with a virtual twist. We're looking for a mythical place. It's a continent located in the south of a fictional world called Azeroth. You might have heard of it as the World of Warcraft. That's a hugely popular online game of survival that usually sounds something like this. World of Warcraft is chock full of blood and gore and strategy. Millions of users in the real world play the game as often as they can. Now, about that continent in Azeroth, it's said to be shrouded by a magical mist. Its inhabitants were carried there on the back of a great turtle. And mythical or not, the place is now officially off-limits to online gamers in Iran. That's a result of tough U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. We'll have more on that when we name the mythical World of Warcraft continent in just a bit. This is PRI. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, but right now we're talking about the World of Warcraft. The popular online games creator Blizzard Entertainment is set to release a new installment next month. Its fictional dungeons and battlegrounds are set on the fictional continent of Pandaria, which is the answer to our geoquiz. That new installment of the game won't be making it to Iran, though. Gamers there have been complaining that they can no longer access the World of Warcraft online. This week, Blizzard Entertainment said it has indeed restricted access to the game in Iran. The company said U.S. trade restrictions and sanctions prohibit doing business with residents of certain nations, including Iran. The sanctions are aimed at Iran's government, part of Washington's long-running efforts to pressure Iran to stop its nuclear program.
This is a direct result of United States sanctions policies, and this is an example of how our policies are hurting the wrong people.
Jamal Abdi is with the National Iranian American Council in Washington.
Our policies are hurting ordinary Iranians and not the Iranian government whose behavior we're trying to change. It could be something that we think is trivial, like World of Warcraft, but this is a much bigger problem. Every facet of life in Iran is now being impacted by United States policies, and it's having a very negative effect on the Iranian people who largely are our friends.
By the way, Warcraft fans in Cuba, Libya, North Korea, and Syria are in the same boat. U.S. trade sanctions mean they're all restricted from playing in the misty world of Pandaria.